With 98.5, it's your country on a Tuesday night. Time for Homegrown. Cody Mack here with you and Alan Craig Miller. What's happening, man?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Man, you came all the way up here from Indiana. What the heck?
Well, you know, we travel all over, so, you know, actually, it's pretty close from all the trips that we've had lately, so proud to be up here in Michigan today.
Well, very cool. So let's talk a little bit about what got you started with music. I mean, how long you been doing this now?
I probably did my first solo when I was 5 years old.
Wow.
So from there on, you know, I guess it's been a persistent thing for me.
So then music run in the family, or just something you just kind of drifted to at 5 years old?
You know, I was one of those guys that my parents, there's a little age gap between my parents. My dad was a kind of a Led Zeppelin meets Michael Jackson kind of guy. And I remember in the first house that we lived in, you know, back in NBC, they had those music videos on late on Saturday nights. I would sit with my dad and watch Thriller and kind of be scared, you know what I mean? But it had some kind of my eye. But, you know, from the Bellamy Brothers all the way to Garth Brooks to George Strait, you know, and it keeps my attention.
All right. So now, when did you start, like, writing songs and picking around with that?
You know, I didn't pick up my first guitar until I was 19 years old.
Wow. So a late bloomer.
Yeah, late bloomer on the guitar. Sang everywhere from Carnegie Hall to San Francisco and in between with vocal ensembles. And when I turned 18, the very first record deal I signed was with an independent record label. And I was riding on a horse doing the rodeo circuit thing to tracks. And
sound like Chris Ledoux in the making right there.
You know, boy, I tell you what, Chris Ledoux is a big part of country music, and I think I'm a studier of historian of country music. And, you know, you got to start somewhere, whether you're on a horse or you got a guitar in front of you and you're 5 years old or your first elementary school gig, you know?
I got you.
So that's kind of my thing right there.
Well, all right. Well, very cool. So you happy at where you're at in your career? I mean, what all are you doing right now? You say you're touring quite a bit. You getting all over the place?
Yeah, we've been to the last 6 weeks has been a whirlwind. Been to New York, Alabama, Colorado, Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, Ohio. I'm currently just got off tour, so I got a 2 week break. So after this interview, I kind of get to go to Nashville this week and do some writing and some working and spend some time with family and friends, and then it's back on the road until the end of September.
Wow, staying busy. So tell me about your songwriting sessions when you're in Nashville. Are you always getting in with other people, or is it just something you just, like, go sit in a hotel room, write a song, like, hey, you want this?
You know, it's kind of funny how that works. I mean, it's all a networking game down there. You know, it's meeting people and getting to know people, and my management company, they do a very good job of meeting my needs as a songwriter and put me with the right songwriters, or I'll say, hey, I've got this kind of title and I've got this title and this is what I'm thinking, and they do a good job of kind of pointing me in the right direction. Over the years, I've worked with Kenny Greenberg, and he's been pretty instrumental in my career, and right now Eric Halbig with the Thompson Square Group, he and I are working together right now, and we're working on a new record, and we're writing for new material and just really searching. So it's that network game, you know?
It is. Well, let's go ahead and hear a song. What you going to play for us first?
How about a little bit of Cornfields?
Cornfields, that's a song I heard, saw it on your website. I like it, so let's go ahead and hear it.
Mailbox at the end of a dirt room, pioneer sign on the side of the saloon, old hog on a grain truck flatbed, power lines cutting across the sunset, running from the highway to the house, ain't nothing but cornfields stretching out as far as you can see. Up ahead, behind, and in between, ain't nothing but cornfields. It's a Turn Row where I first tasted whiskey. It's the same place Mary Moe kissed me. In the backyard where my folks got married is an oak tree where my grandpa's buried. And outside every window of the house ain't nothing but cornfields stretching out as far as you can see. Up ahead, behind, and in between ain't nothing but a half-ton town. Dusty Main Street and a flashing light. Anybody who's just passing by ain't nothing but cornfields. I used to sit out on the roadside dreaming and thinking, watch the headlights fly by without even blinking. Stare off at the sunset, I think about leaving, but I never did. No, I never did. Yeah, this is who I am. Ain't nothing but cornfields stretching out as far as you can see. Up ahead, behind, and in between ain't nothing but a half-ton town. Dusty Main Street and a flashing light. Anybody who's just passing by ain't nothing but cornfields. Ain't nothing but cornfield. Yeah, this is who I am.
With 98.5, your country, Alan Craig Miller on Homegrown with Cornfield, something we definitely know about around
that's
here.
That's right. That's right.
Now, where I grew up, it was all cotton fields, so that's a little different. But all right, so now tell me what you got coming up on the horizon. You said you're working a little bit on an album. What's going on with that?
You know, Cornfields, the song I just played for you, is in the top five over in Europe right now on the country music charts. We've been graced by the presence of Media Base here in the United States on that tune. So, you know, we're looking ahead to the new music. There's a lot of writing going on right now. There's a lot of tour going on right now. A lot of radio station interviews going on, and I guess you could say it's full steam ahead.
Full steam ahead, and you know, just when are you planning on getting in the studio? I mean, you, like you said, you're pretty much scheduled up.
You know, this is the first interview where I've kind of talked about it, and the plan is the full length album is going to be in stages of three or four, and what we're going to do is we're going to cut four or five songs at once and make an EP, and each EP will be titled Part One, Part Two, Part Three of Alan Craig Miller. And, you know, with any luck, obviously, you know, we need to have some success as we roll through. And hopefully country music and country music fans and country music radio and promotion all accept it so that we can continue on. And I guess you could say the dream is that the album will be four parts. And at the end of that fourth part, the full-length LP will come out, and it'll be consumed by all those songs. And I kind of got that idea by Garth. I mean, you know, a guy in his mid-30s, obviously, I think a lot of us have looked up to Garth Brooks and what he's done over the years. And then I think about George Strait and all the songs that he cut. If you'd go back to his, you know, being a Texas guy, mm-hmm. if you'd go back to all his records, there were so many songs on those records, and he would only release one or two of those songs at once. And you know, we just look at music different these days. So, you know, my version is, or my vision is to give the marketplace what they want. But at the end, then I get to kind of put a product together that I want. And that is the album and why we had part one through part four.
Definitely understand that. I mean, Steve Jobs really did change the face of music whenever he came out with iTunes coming out this way. And actually, what you're talking about is what we're seeing a lot of in Texas. People doing two or three EPs, then putting together an LP with it. So what you're doing is just right on par for the course. So let's go ahead and hear a second song. What do you got for me?
You know, I wrote this song called American Made with some buddies back home. I don't know how many references I've had to people that have said things, and that's kind of how I write. I pay attention to what they say, and I thought about, you know, it's no cliche to this American soldier thing. It's just about being American made and where I'm from.
All right, it's Alan Craig Miller, homegrown, Win 98.5.
I drive a Chevy, race Fords all my life. Used to drink the Bud until I sold it to the other guy. Ripped up jeans and a farmer's tan. Play baseball, football, wrestle every now and then. American made and American bred. I got Sweet Home Alabama rattling round my head. Just a good old boy with a good old USA. I'm American made. I ride a Harley that was built to last, and a lot of good friends that got my back. Plow my fields with an old John Deere, and just like me, it was made right here. American made and American bread. I got Sweet Home Alabama rattling round my head. Just a good old boy with a good old USA. I'm American made. Yes, I am. American made and American bred. I got Sweet Home Alabama rattling round my head. Just a good old boy with a good old USA. I'm American made. I'm American made. I'm American made. I'm American made.
Win 98.5, your country homegrown. Alan Craig Miller, an American made right there. Like it, man. I like what you're doing, and obviously staying pretty busy going out on the road. Tell us where they can find out more information about you.
You know, you can go out to www.alancraigmiller.com. You can also go to thenashvillemachine.com. You can go out to Toby Keith Bar and Grills right now. We've got a big tour going on with Boomtown Entertainment, and it takes us from California all the way to Virginia Beach and south down to Texas and Oklahoma and Alabama. I appreciate everything that the Toby Keith Bar and Grills have done for me. Put me out in front of a crowd that's nationwide. And as an artist here from that Michiana location, you know, I'm proud to say that this project continues to grow and take me across the United States.
Well, very cool, man. AlanCraigMiller.com is where you need to go and check out more information. And appreciate coming in, visiting with us on Homegrown.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you having me.